Thanks for joining us on The Record. I'm Jeannie Yandel in for Bill Radke. And we're asking you what you want to do about the Lenin statue in Fremont and why. But before we get to that, we have something else to figure out. We have to figure out what to do with the foreign invader that showed up in our water while we were all looking at the solar eclipse. More than 300,000 Atlantic salmon escaped pens at a fish farm off the coast of Cypress Island near Anacortes. And now scientists, tribes, state officials have to grapple with what to do. And we're going to talk with one of those people now. Ron Warren is the head of the fish program for the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Department. Hi, Ron. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jeannie. Thanks for having me.
So how did this happen?
So our understanding is with the solar eclipse came some pretty severe tidal exchanges, and within the San Juan Island structure themselves, those currents are pretty strong at times, which caused anchor to pull loose and then it allowed some walkways to twist and become unsafe for workers on the net pen structures of Cook Aquaculture up at Cypress Island.
And Cook Aquaculture is the name of the fish farm where the Atlantic salmon escaped.
Yes, ma'am.
So what problems could these Atlantic salmon create for our own native salmon populations?
So far, we don't know and don't believe that they'll cause a problem other than the competition that they'll create with the ESA-listed Chinook and steelhead in the area. So they are going to eat food that the other salmon would have had, and they may compete in a spawning environment once they go to fresh water. So they're not normally found in freshwater environments, and that's not a good situation. But so far, we don't have documentation that they've ever been successful spawning or crossbreeding with other species of salmon. So that's a good thing.
It's a good thing that they can't crossbreed with our native salmon populations. Why not?
Correct. Well, it's a good thing because we don't want the genetic makeup of our Pacific Ocean salmon to be altered by the Atlantic salmon that have been released. And we don't want the Atlantic salmon to create their own locally adapted stock of fish that could take hold. So them not having the ability to spawn successfully in the wild is a good thing, at least on the West Coast.
Well, Ron, I'm sure that you're familiar with some of the concerns that the Lummi tribe has raised about this. They've said that farmed Atlantic salmon could do some more harm to our wild salmon. The Atlantic salmon might be diseased, for example. Why is that not a big concern for you right now?
It's always a concern, Jeannie. I think that the information is getting out slowly. We have had investigations into fish health on these fish. These fish went to the marine environments in May of 2016. Their last antibiotic treatment was in July of 2016 and have been very healthy since that time. You don't want a farm-reared Atlantic salmon to mingle or try to spawn or compete against any Pacific Ocean salmon. The intent is that the company raises these for human consumption and sells them. And they normally have very high success rates and survival rates for that particular product. Just in this case, it didn't work out that way.
Well, one of the things that Washington Fish and Wildlife is telling people they can do to help is to go fishing. Just go out, catch as many Atlantic salmon as you can. If I wanted to do that, where would I go? Where should I go to do that?
So we know that the Lummi tribe have, in their commercial fisheries, caught some of the Atlantic salmon, so we know that they're north as far as Bellingham Bay. So anywhere in that San Juan area structure towards the freshwater areas, I'm going to say from the Snohomish to the Nooksack Rivers, you might have a likelihood of catching. I also make the assumption, because of reports that we have of fish jumping in the Cypress Island area, that you still may be able to hook and line a fish there. So a legal salmon license allows you to catch and keep Atlantic salmon, regardless of size and regardless of the total number. And there's no requirement for reporting on our catch record card. There's no location for Atlantic salmon on the catch record cards, as we normally don't have them in our waters.
So I could catch, but I don't necessarily have to report the catch?
Correct.
Okay. Well, we heard from a fisherman who said that these Atlantic salmon might not actually be safe to eat. Even if I do catch them, I might not want to eat them. That hatchery fish, for example, have that they have to be weaned off antibiotics that they're fed, and that there should be some cautions out there, not encouragement to go fishing. So if I catch these fish, can I eat them? Are they safe to eat?
They should be. As I had said earlier, the last antibiotic treatment was in July of 2016. That treatment is far gone from the fish's system in over a year that it's been in that marine environment. These fish were legal to take to a harvest location. You should be able to catch and keep and consume the Atlantic salmon that are in the marine environment.
Well, Ron, earlier you said that information is coming in kind of slowly. So what are the big questions that you have about what happened with this salmon escape, with this big spill where all of these salmon managed to escape?
Yeah, and I think our big question right now is we know that the total population in the net pens was just over 300,000, and Cook Aquaculture, the company that has this operation, is trying to inventory fish that they have remaining in net pens that may have died in the collapse of the net pen structure. And then we've also permitted them to go into the area with small skiff boats and try to net up some of the fish that might be in the local area. We've done that in coordination with NOAA Fisheries and communicated that with the Northwest Indian Fish Commission. So that they can, A, remove the fish, as many as they can, that benefits us from those fish being in the wild, allows them to recapture product. We're not allowing them to keep any other types of salmon because of possible ESA concerns for their activity. So that's the piece. We're waiting for the inventory to be complete on how many fish may have really escaped from the net pen structure.
Well, one other unknown as of this morning was whether Cook Aquaculture was going to face any penalty for the fish spill. And you told the Seattle Times that that was under evaluation. Have any decisions been made yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Ron Warren is the head of the fish program for the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Department. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jeannie.
Coming up in about a minute, we are also going to figure out what to do about the Vladimir Lenin statue in Fremont. If you have thoughts on what we should do and why, give us a call. We're at 206-543-5869. That's coming up in just about a minute on The Record.